During the course of the next 2 weeks, you should work through study units 1 and 2. These study units introduce you to what I would like to call map language. Please note that this podcast will not follow the structure of the study units. Rather, I aim to provide you with an understanding of why the study unit gives you the specific information. In order for you to either make a map or to gather information from a map, you need to know what a map is, what is represented on maps, and how this data is represented. You will soon see that study unit is a very long unit, and it contains a lot of information. Critically, there are some key things that you need to understand in study unit 1. Firstly, you need to understand what a map is. It's quite easy to learn the textbook definition of a map, but it's very important that you understand rather than study the definition. Simply put, a map is a representation of a piece of the Earth's surface. You will see that the definition of a map simply describes key things that will happen to a representation of reality when you try to draw it on a piece of paper. Keep in mind that maps are made with a specific purpose. Different types of maps are thus the result of the different purposes of maps. A map is a communication tool. If I was a cartographer, I would use the so-called map language to communicate something very specific to you. It is thus critical that you understand the language that I'm communicating in. The language that I use to communicate will include the type of data that I'm communicating to you, as well as the symbols that I will use to communicate this to you. In study unit 1, you will see that the type of data communicated on maps are described in section 1.6, while the symbols used to represent this data is discussed in section 1.9. These two sections are very important. You need to understand that there are different types of data, and that data can be represented differently. Secondly, we will use different types of maps to represent different things. Section 1.7 discusses the different types of maps that are used. Make sure that you know the different types of maps. Thirdly, Study Unit 1 discusses the problem that arises when we represent reality on a flat piece of paper. Section 1.8 discusses key concepts such as coordinates, scale, direction, and projections. Make sure that you understand coordinates and the concept of scale. You will be using this right throughout the module. In my opinion, the section explaining coordinates is rather long. You're welcome to use any other material or research that you might find on the internet or wherever, as long as you understand what latitude and longitude is. Learn this so that you don't confuse the two. Also, make sure that you understand direction. Study Unit 3 will provide you with more detail on how to measure or calculate direction, but it is important that you have an understanding of how bearing is measured. Section 1.8 explains map projections. This is a challenging section. There is a lot of information on the various projections, but the most important thing is to understand that a map projection will have a definite impact on the way that your data is represented. Different map projections preserve different map elements. While we won't expect you to know all the intricate detail about map projections, we do expect you to know which projection preserves which map element. You need to be able to select the appropriate map projection for a specific application. Lastly, Study Unit 1 provides a South African context on maps. This section deals with the different types of official maps that we have in South Africa and shows you how to reference these maps. If you think about it, this is a very important section. This section will show you how to locate a specific 1 to 50,000 map in South Africa. Study Unit 1 thus introduces you to different maps and the different map elements. Since this unit provides you with base knowledge, it is a very important unit. The focus of Study Unit 2 is to show you how numerical data will be represented on maps. Firstly, it is very important that you understand the concept of the statistical surface, meaning that we have an X location, a Y location, and a value at that specific location. Secondly, Study Unit 2 differentiates between thematic maps and topographic maps. Thematic maps represent a single theme. For example, think about representing population density. This would be a thematic map of population density. In this section, It is critical that you understand the difference between uniform and variable map symbols. Also, know the different types of uniform and variable map symbols. Both uniform and variable map symbols can be represented by point, line, or area symbols. In the selection of topographic maps, can you identify the type of map symbol that is used? Is it variable or is it uniform? While this section does require some studying, you will soon see that section 2 mainly requires understanding. As I've said previously, these study units, especially study unit 1, seem very challenging. However, make sure that you understand the concepts that are explained in study units 1 and 2. If you understand everything, you will soon see that these sections become easier to learn.